Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Negus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. Henry Cavill, best known for his portrayal of Superman, has entered the weekend box office fray, not with a cape, but as a World War II secret agent in The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. At the same time, a fan-made, AI-generated trailer has cast Cavill in a potential new role as James Bond, with admirers of the actor buzzing online about the possibility. Combining actual movie clips and AI-created visuals, the trailer also pairs Cavill with Margot Robbie as a Bond girl, though its creator insists the work is purely for entertainment and artistic expression. Despite its viral success, the faux trailer reveals limitations of AI technology elements like mismatched lip, syncing expose the imperfection of such creations. In the midst of speculation, Cavill himself has addressed the rumors about succeeding Daniel Craig as the famed spy, noting he's only aware of the same rumors that are public without any confirmation. Yet, he leaves the future open, suggesting his potential to play Bond rests in the hands of producers Barbara Broccoli and Mike Wilson. As fans revel in the speculative casting, Cavill focuses on his current role, leaving the spy's tuxedo hanging, undecided for the moment.
In a bid to enhance security, the UK government's anti-terror law advisor Jonathan Hall KC has announced plans to recommend the use of live AI facial recognition for screening migrants at processing facilities in Kent. The technology aims to help border officers identify individuals who may pose a terror threat by checking them against a database of suspects. This proposal arises amid concerns highlighted by Hall, following his visit to processing sites including Western Jet Foyle and Manston Camp, where he noted the challenges in screening migrants due to high influxes and the necessity to avoid inhumane conditions. Hall's forthcoming annual report is expected to detail the strategy, emphasizing the balance between thorough security checks and humane treatment of migrants. The situation at Dover is particularly complex, with over 6,200 migrants having crossed the English Channel this year, escalating the urgency of streamlining screening processes without compromising on human dignity. The government is concurrently working on other deterrents, like the contentious Rwanda deportation plan, to reduce the numbers attempting the perilous journey. In a groundbreaking test, the Defense Department has successfully tested an AI-controlled fighter jet, VX-62 Avista, against a human-piloted F-16 at Edwards Air Force Base in California. The AI jet engaged in simulated combat, demonstrating both offensive and defensive maneuvers without breaking any training rules. DARPA and the US Air Force consider this a major breakthrough, confirming that AI-controlled jet fights are indeed possible. Throughout the test, human pilots were on board to monitor actions, but did not need to intervene. The AI's performance in the test raises the question of whether AI-controlled jets will be deployed in actual military operations. While deployment plans remain undisclosed, the Air Force has committed to continuing test flights this year. This development is a significant move in DARPA's Air Combat Evolution program, which envisions manned aircraft orchestrating autonomous unmanned platforms in sophisticated combat scenarios.
Meta has unveiled Llama 3, its most advanced large language model to date, boasting state-of-the-art performance and increased efficiency. The Llama 3 comes in both 8 billion and 70 billion parameter versions and is trained on a dataset of over 15 trillion tokens. Zuckerberg hints at an even more powerful model with over 400 billion parameters, suggesting it will be the top-performing model available. The company has started integrating Llama 3 into a range of cloud services and hardware platforms from major tech providers. The rollout of Meta AI enhanced by Llama 3 extends to more countries, integrating into popular social media apps and marking its entry into smart wearable technology with Ray-Ban Meta smart glasses. The model, trained on diverse and high-quality data, incorporates innovative encoding methods and grouped query attention for improved performance. Meta's ongoing advancements position their models at the cutting edge of AI, with their next big event set at the Data Engineering Summit 2024. Mark Zuckerberg has announced a fresh slew of updates to Meta's AI, aiming to integrate it more seamlessly into users' daily digital interactions. The new virtual assistant will make Meta's suite of apps smarter and more user-friendly, with the AI tool now being positioned as a virtual assistant that's available across WhatsApp, Instagram, Messenger, Facebook, and other Meta platforms. To activate the feature, users can simply tap the Meta AI blue circle icon, which allows the AI to assist with tasks ranging from writing engaging captions to organizing activities with friends. The AI's improved capabilities mean quicker access to information and faster image generation, even while typing. In a multinational rollout, the English version of Meta AI has reached a dozen countries, including Australia, Canada, and various African and Asian nations. To demonstrate the AI's capabilities, Meta has partnered with basketball player Jared McCain, showcasing the AI's integration into his daily routine. This development marks yet another stride in Meta's commitment to making AI an integral part of the social media user experience.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.